USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of a confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin at 9:30 this morning Eastern Time for Attorney General nominee William Barr, who on day one yesterday testified that, unlike President Trump, he does not believe that the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Thousands of federal workers will have to keep working without pay. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. denying a request yesterday to require the government to pay air traffic controllers who are working for free during the shutdown. The judge said allowing employees deemed essential to not come to work would create chaos and confusion. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Democratic U.S. Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, taking a first step in a run for the White House, making the announcement last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Gillibrand's been a senator since 2009. United Teachers Los Angeles getting set for a third day of strikes. That is L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti is reportedly working to try to restart negotiations. It looks like Sears will be staying in business at least a while longer, as Sears holding chairman Eddie Lampert has reportedly prevailed in a bankruptcy auction for the department store chain, a proposal that would save about 45,000 jobs and keep 425 Sears stores open in the U.S. The deal still has to be approved by a U.S. bankruptcy judge. Sony says there's going to be another new version of Ghostbusters in theaters in 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
British Prime Minister Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote in British Parliament today, one day after her plan for Brexit was soundly defeated. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn calling for that vote yesterday.
This is a catastrophic defeat for this government. After 2 years of failed negotiations, the House of Commons has delivered its verdict on her Brexit deal, and that verdict is absolutely decisive.
If May survives the vote, she'll have to come up with another plan for the UK to leave the European Union, a move approved by a narrow margin of voters 2 years ago. And she won't have much time, as the deadline to leave the EU is coming up on March 29th. If she loses, Parliament will have just 2 weeks to try to form a new government. May could try to hold on by reorganizing her government, or she could step down and let another member of her party try to take the spot. And for people up and down California, it's a weather nightmare this week. Forecasters say heavy rain and snow are threatening areas burned by wildfires last year. Thousands of people being ordered to evacuate. The western foothills of the Sierra Nevada and northern coast range could see 4 to 8 inches of rainfall over the next couple of days. Higher elevations could get 6 feet of snow and 110-mile-an-hour winds in the mountains. Wow. Well, listen, you can stay up to date with us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.